No, but you know, honestly, it's one of those things. It's like, you know, he's done, you know, good job implementing and changing the culture here. And granted, we haven't had a good year, you know, to, you know, bring in someone else and have to start a whole new culture. And I mean, maybe that is what's going to happen with the new GM. Maybe it isn't. I mean, we all don't know.
And I wanted to ask you about the 49ers. When you played them for the Super Bowl, how much could you tell that Harbaugh had his stamp on that team?
Oh, I mean, you know, just their whole like mindset of their team, I would say, went to, you know, physical, in your face, ground and pound makeup. And I mean, you can even still see the remnants of that when you watch film. They're going to compete regardless of record. They're going to compete every single snap. They're going to play through the whistle. They're a physical football team, and you know, that's what we got to prepare for.
What can you tell as to why they're not maybe as good this year as they had been for that stretch?
I mean, I don't know. I guess anytime you, I guess you lose players, and I mean, they lost a lot of guys. I mean, they lost a lot of guys defensively with, you know, Patrick Willis, and then even, you know, Bethea being hurt this year. I mean, a lot of guys retiring. Anytime you lose that number of guys that were in your Super Bowl championship makeup, you know, you're gonna struggle. And you know, with Kaepernick and everything, I mean, granted, that's all gonna, you know, add to, you know, lack of production.
You mentioned that kind of unknown with the GM. How do you deal with just having so many unknowns both for you and the team?
Honestly, for me, you know, I trust in God. He, you know, holds my fate. I mean, I've looked across my career and places where I thought I was doubtful even after I left, you know, New England. I was like, oh man, I don't know where I'm gonna go. Went to Baltimore, won a Super Bowl. So, you know, you just gotta always, every opportunity you get on the field, you gotta put your best foot forward. And, you know, these last couple of weeks, I mean, everyone's showcasing for, you know, wherever they might be next year.
Does that make you more nostalgic in some ways as it gets to an end of a season, though?
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I'm, you know, always gonna be, you know, do my regular routine. I'm gonna prepare like I would prepare. I'm gonna be ready. Yes. And, you know, let the chips fall where they may.
Do you think Glover try to play? You know, I mean, that's great. He's got, maybe, yeah, it's different because it's a concussion.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, anytime, you know, you saw a situation with, you know, Sheen, I mean, he had a concussion. He played the rest of the game. You know, it wasn't good for him. You know, Glover had, you know, you saw, he got shook up pretty bad. You know, and it's one of those things, your head, you don't want to mess with. So I'm sure he's going to be smart about it.
How do you think he played, though? I mean, because this is the second time last month that he's gotten hurt. How do you think he played in that spot, too?
He played well, yeah. Like I said, it's a question. I'm a starter in this league. So anytime, you know, I'm called to, you know, whatever they ask me to do, I'm more than ready to do it.